So this episode's going to be a little bit of an announcement, and then I'm going to play the last few rounds of the men's shoot-ups toward the end, so you can kind of listen to the commentary and you get to see for those of you who've never been to the Classic, you get to really see the bread and butter of the excitement, because all the head-to-heads, people shuffling targets and all that stuff. It's kind of cool. And unless you catch the live feed, it's not quite as exciting. And then you can always come back and watch it again. So there's a couple of things to quick go over before we dive into that and give you guys access to kind of watch all that back. I have an episode coming up with a bunch of kids from Eastern Trophy Shoot and Kids That Shot. I'm gonna try to get Leo and Ollie on the episode as well, and just kind of highlight the kids of Baraboe. But I have a kind of a cool announcement here, and I have a one-off. It's a shirt that I had ordered as a sort of a trial shirt per se, just to get the idea. The color was a little off, but it's still a really cool shirt. So I chose to take this shirt. Special product, not available anywhere. To give it a go, we added the Baraboe Project logo on a Hoyt Design shirt, and it has signatures of some of our favorite people. We got John Demmer, we got Joel Turner, we got Grayson Partlow, Elton Wong, Matt Zernzak, Ryan Davis, Matt Hudson, myself, Maggie Brensinger, a whole bunch of people. Maddie Yacka, Robbie Weisinger, they're all the whole kit and caboodle, some of your favorite personalities and people involved in the sport. I am giving this shirt away to the kids. So what's gonna happen is this episode coming up is going to be, I haven't figured out how I'm gonna do it yet, but it's coming. And it's for the kids. So, and it's really not a shirt to wear. I mean, they could, it's not worth anything, but you know, it's just, they could also just hang it up or put it in a case or whatever. I can do whatever. I'll keep it as a good luck charm in their bow case. That doesn't matter to me. But we're going to give this shirt away, with some Baraboe Project swag and some, you know, pins and stuff like that. So, be on the lookout for that giveaway. February Patreon giveaway is a Yoast tab and a Yoast weight. So if you're not a member of Patreon, go find the Patreon link in all the links and all the social medias or on the website. Excuse me. Check that out. Join Patreon state level. There's like a listener, which is you can just listen to podcasts. You can log into the Zoom link on the podcast. That's all that listener level is. Like, you can attend the live just by that one membership. You can hop in on the live recordings. There's a state, national, Olympian level. Most people are just state level, and that's what it's there for. Join as a state level, get involved in that. State level gets you the Baraboe Project Shooter School, gets you access to all of these amazing giveaways each month. And like, there's big ones coming, like significant opportunities coming for Baraboe shooters this year. So go do that, and you know, take a look at it. And I'll tell you, the Baraboe Project Shooter School. Oh man, I can't get rid of this cough. It is. I wish I had thought of organizing all of that information, because you do a podcast and things get like, you just do, topics come up and then you hammer out that topic and you do this podcast, and it doesn't organize stuff, and YouTube's not really super user friendly when it comes to that. So taking my education background and building an online education platform to combine all of this already recorded stuff and then kind of remaster some of the stuff that's available and putting it in an educational resource that's broken down into all of the individual topics and tuning and shooting form and training and all that stuff is really something that's, I think it's invaluable. To have access to that early on would have been, but instead it took me 5 years with the help of so many amazing people like John Elton Grayson, John Dillinger, and just so many others. And you take that information and combine it into a user-friendly, organized resource is just huge to have access to all the time. So consider checking that out. I'm telling you, I just can't emphasize how valuable that is. So anyways, take a look at it. I think that's it. I don't know. I'll probably think of something after I shut this off. Anyways, enjoy these live feed, sort of commentator exclusive insight into those last few rounds of the men's. And this also, ladies, I screwed up. I meant to go and get the last round of the ladies' head-to-heads also and put that into this. Totally screwed up, not realizing that the men still had like one more round to go or two more rounds to go. Went over to the lady side and they were just finishing up. But I was like, oh my gosh, I completely missed all the women's shoot-ups. And I just want to apologize straight out because that was not intentional at all. I actually went over to do it. Just didn't. What wasn't intentional was me paying attention to how many shoot-ups were left and what they needed to do. So, my bad. I just want to apologize in advance. It's not what I wanted to do. So, but it is what it is, and what happened will happen, and I'll do better next year. So, that being said, enjoy.
Instead of stewing in it, go, oh, flip it. How could I take those things that I'm really now really inspired by and take action and go get them in my life? It's just your inspiration that's blocked. Most folks know what they dream about and what they want. And yet they're spending all of their time and energy arguing against what they want. And so you can have all these epiphanies. I hope that when somebody listens to our conversation and watches this, that they have a massive aha moment. But it's not gonna mean.
What's going on, Bearbell Project? I am going live right now. We are in the last end of the top 32 head-to-heads. And there's a hell of a match going on right in front of me right now. It's Ollie Hicks and Leo Pedersen are going head-to-head right now in this match, and they're a one-point match. So, and it's kind of one of those things that these guys go head-to-head in Europe all the time, and here they are in America doing it, and I wanted to highlight it because it's a rematch of indoor European Championships and multiple other events. Hey, do me a favor. See, people are coming in here. Frederick, can you go share this live feed to our Facebook group or whoever is on here? Go share this live feed because I can't share it while I'm streaming it. So Ollie and Leo are gonna kind of go head to head here for this final to see who moves on to the top 16. As of right now, just to go down the line, there's a lot of close matches. There's some surprises too. There's been a lot of surprises actually. The first round, you had a lot of familiar faces drop in that first round, but head-to-heads are just that. They're, anything can happen. It's one person just needs to get hot and things can go real, real well for some or not so much. But you got Demarin, you got guys, a couple of college kids, Kyle Coffey's still in. He's been shooting lights out. Both the Way brothers are still in. Grayson's in, John's in.
Mr. Turner, and then I'll tell you what, Raymond Huang is just absolute fire. You got to see him. But we're gonna focus on this match in front of me. We got Rio and Ollie shooting at the 81-82 target. Looks like I think I see either a 9-8. We have a 9-10 line for Leo. I don't have Bino, so. And a like a 9-8 line for Ollie right now. Leo's up 1 point. You guys, just make sure you go share this to the Facebook group if you could, please. Well, that's not what I wanted. All right. Okay. Looks like a 9-9 and a 9-8. Leo's last arrow is wide left. Looks like an 8-7 line. Ollie dropped a 5. That's a big one. 9-9-5. 9-8-8 or 9-8-7. The absolute amazing match right there between those two kids. Future Barebow is bright, people. Future Barebow is bright. We'll take a look down some of these targets. Some impressive scores this weekend, indeed. I wish you could see their names. They didn't put their names, all of their names up this year. Looks like Joel's in a heck of a match over there. It's a 1 point match. And I cannot see. Joel's got a good looking target. Looks like a 10-9-9. I cannot see. That lad next to him is shooting. Looks like a 9-9-9 there too. Joel's up 1 point. Sorry for the shaky video. I'm doing this by hand. Just to go down the line, let's see. Let's look. We got Eric. Eric's up 81. Brian Way and Alex Melnick. Alex is up by 3 there at this last end. So we'll see what happens. Big match there. Grayson down 77-87. That's tough to come back from. That guy right there, everyone, Raymond. That lad is shooting lights out. Lights out. Amazing archery. And I will tell you this. The amount of scores, the average high score, even though like the cut was only a few points higher, like the amount of higher level archery has increased substantially. There's definitely better archery happening, and quick archery. And I'll tell you, I'm not doing a very good job. I should have highlighted the women down there, because that Ava Jones right there is shooting phenomenal. You can see, looks like there's Levi Ashland. I'm not sure who won there. Christina's pulling a target. See who won what. Some big numbers down there. 103, 107, 116. There's some numbers down there. So it's good stuff. And unfortunately, you don't get to see this stuff if you're not here. So it's not really live streamed specifically. So I will come back with a live stream at the end of the next round. So it'll be the last end, and we'll see who is where, etc. But I wanted you guys to get a little bit of an opportunity to experience this. So watch for another live feed announcement. Make sure you go follow the Barebow Project page, because that's where I'll be live at. And I'll come live again as we get to the end of this next round. Thank you, everybody. All right, people, we are back. Top 16. Last end of the top 16 match. You guys know the routine. As the live feed loads and people view, do me a favor and go and share this live feed to the Barebow Project subscribers group, just so people get to watch it, because not everybody follows the page and they don't get the announcements when it goes live. So we are top 16. We have Ray Huang. Guys, just fire, absolute fire. Shooting against Joel. Got Leo here in front of us. Leo's got a pretty substantial lead coming into this last end. So let's take a look. We got 84-85 here on the end match with Ray and Joel. This is sort of, out of all the matches going on right now, there's a couple that are close, but this is the one to watch. So let's watch these guys shoot. This is a nice view of Joel Turner's butt. Sorry, Joel, not your best view. But we're gonna watch these targets down here. Ooh, Ray pops a high 8-7 line. Joel's got a high 9 there. I don't know if he's 1 or 2. It's like he's got an 8 and 9 down there, maybe. Please don't stand in front of me. I'm not gonna kill anybody. Good target down there. Some of these other ones. Look down the way. One of the Way brothers, Nick there. John's shooting against Paul Helms. Nick Way shooting against this legend, Tim Strickland, right here. Opening up a little bit. Leo just made it to the top 8. Lars. What we got going on down there? I can't see. It's like a 10-9-8 for Ray. 9-8-8 for Joel and Ray, I think. Well, I guess we'll see when they flip the cards. Let's look down the line here. We got Eric and Alex on the end. Looks like Eric's probably taking that one. Larry Butler's there, I think. Kyle Coffey. Those two are shooting great this weekend. Looks like Kyle took that one. Kyle's a college kid. Real good shooting out here. John took his match. Big, big match there. Let me see what's going on with Nick and Tim. Nick pulled ahead by 2. Looks like Nick took that one. So the two brothers, the brothers Way, as we call them, those two lads can shoot, no doubt. These two gentlemen, I do not know. They got some substantial scores, but it looks like our friend here on the right is commanding lead there. So Leo took his match pretty handedly. This is a tight one here, so let's see what we got. Alex lost by 1, 111. 110. Whoa. Tied one arrow shoot off right here. You saw it here first, people. No big surprises down through. So I think what we're gonna do here is we're gonna stay. We're gonna keep this live feed going. Looks like look at that! What a moment right there. Between those guys. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. The sweetest connection right here. Good moment right there. Some of the nicest people that have come out of this this whole thing that come over here for this tournament. Lars, Leo's dad, and Eric Johnson. Amazing stuff. So we got the final that's going on here. We got a tie with Joel Turner. Oh, wait, no, I guess it is over. What's the verdict? Raven won. Nice shooting, gentlemen. And I use that term very loosely with you, and we are on live feed, but I love you anyways, buddy. Good job. Good job today. Yeah. Excellent stuff. Hey, Raymond, first of all, I am on live feed, but I want to shake your hand and say how impressive you shot this weekend. Do you talk to her? You got, go ahead. I want to do an interview with you real quick while I'm on live feed. Hey, all right, so talk to me for a second. Tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
Raymond Wang, Vancouver, BC, Canada.
You are number one qualifier this weekend.
I believe so.
And you shot three spot the whole weekend. I've watched you post in the Bearable Project numerous times about your training and stuff. And we talked yesterday quite a bit about you shooting a three spot and why. Tell everybody what you do, first of all. What do you do as a profession?
Oh, I do contracting work.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right, man.
A little bit side instructing for archery as well.
Okay, nice. And,
yeah, that's pretty much about it.
So we talked yesterday about why you shot a three spot this weekend, and obviously you shoot it all the time. Can you explain why you chose to go through a three spot and you're just committed to it? Can you explain that?
Well, first of all, I don't have an unlimited budget. If I was to shoot three spot, I'd just break all my arrows. Secondly, I figured if I'm going to come here and I want to win, I got to give it my all.
Yeah.
And I don't need the 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hitting the.
Yep. We talked about points, right? We talked about points loss. So to explain that, that's what I'm getting to. About how you said about how many points you lose.
Well, if I miss, I lose 5 points.
Right.
And the thing is,
right, this signal for our shoot-off sign,
make a big enough mistake that 5 is matter.
Yep.
It's not certain. I want to win on my own merits.
Yep. Raymond, we got to sign it, bud. I love it. All right, you take care of your business there. Thank you so much. We'll talk later. You got a plug? Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. Have at it.
So, Foreman's Archery, obviously, but also
do
for
it.
Guys in Canada.
Canada's representing this weekend, my friend. Canada is representing. Love it. Love it. Absolutely. Good job, and thank you so much.
You.
Good luck. Yep, we'll be watching. That's it, people. Top 8's decided. Watch the updates on Insanio and tune in to Lancaster Archer's YouTube page for the shoot-offs. All right, peace out.